Love is a shape which is for the chosen one, and they are saved. You sell your cleverness and buy bewilderment. Why bewilderment is this good? You tell me. Why bewilderment is good? Because bewilderment means your brain is not working properly. And that's good. Because that's why you are bewildered. You cannot say, I know. I could guess. But do I know? Do I know something for sure? I told you, as a scientist, not I. No one knows everything. No one could know everything. Then what? Then is the universe full of doubt? Yes. Is doubt everywhere? Ah. I know a place, I give you the address. Is there any doubt in the heart of Juliet or Romeo? Ah. That's the only stuff that when you know for sure. When you're in love, you know you're in love. Ah. No. When you think you're in love, you're silly. Because why do you think you're in love? Because you want something, wanting something a lot. Everybody will be confused. That I love it. I love my car. I love my car. The car is the subject of love. Love is surrendering to something. I surrender to that bloody machine. This is what it is. I love this. Love is the moment that I am what? Solomon. Do you remember? This is the story we're reading. Solomon, I told you, the word Solomon means the base is healthy. Everything is certainly there. Then is peaceful. And is well organized and perfect. This is what Solomon means. This is why Solomon could build that mosque. Solomon knows that, yes, there is a ruiner here. And it's okay. It should be. Because this will bring the change. Now all these complicated subjects are brought out for that. To say, listen, bewilderment is something we are looking for. Remember, every book we are looking to the next step. We learn what to do to be there. Bewilderment means what? Means go crazy?
Yeah.
What is bewilderment? Just let go of that silly thought in you that you know everything. Period. I need to learn I don't know everything. This is right the beginning. Why? Because when you are clever, what are you working on? Huh? You look at somebody and you will guess what to do, what is the best thing to do with this fellow, right? Then another situation, you will guess. They said, oh yes, cleverness is guessing. But that bewilderment is vision. You see that you don't know. So it's vision, you understand that. I know a little bit. Period. Yes.
Sacrifice your understanding in the presence of Mustafa. Say, Hasbi Allah, for God sufficeth me. Do not draw back your head from the ship like Canaan, whom his intelligent soul deluded.
Why did he do that? Do you remember? This is the story of Canaan, who is the son of Noah. And he refused to go to the ship. Why?
Get out of here.
Ocean water and climbed a mountain. So what? Cleverness. We say he was clever. You should do what? You should sacrifice your intelligence, your brain, not understanding. It's apple. Sacrifice your intelligence in the presence of the messenger. The messenger has brought the message. You should surrender over there. You shouldn't think about the message. The message is the medicine your doctor gave to you. You could go and study it and blah, 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 but you have to use it, and that's what it is. That's what the message is. Therefore, be careful about your arrogance over there, your pride. Yes?
Say, I will go up to the top of the lofty mountain. Why must I bear gratitude to Noah? How should you recoil from being grateful to him, O unrighteous one, when even God bears gratitude to him? How should gratitude to him not be on our souls when God gives him words of thankful praise and gratitude? What do you know, O sack full of envy? Even God bears gratitude to him.
You see, he repeatedly says something here that is very hard to understand, because he says, how come that you don't appreciate this fellow? God is appreciating him. God is thanking him. God is doing it. In the story, God will not beg Noah to do something. But this is the understanding of someone who doesn't know what happened between God and Noah. Do we know? When there is a prophet, an angel comes and talks to the prophet, and prophet learns something that we don't know what's happening. It is not even explainable. So how do we know? Here he will say, we owe a lot to Noah. Why? Because he gave up everything and he built it up a ship. But when we are talking about Canaan, what is the problem? The problem is that this Canaan could swim. How good it was if he couldn't swim, so he begged Noah to let him in the ship. Just being proud that I could swim and I could climb is the problem of that fellow. Yes?
Would that he had not learned to swim, so that he might have fixed his hope on Noah and the ark. Would that, like a child, he had been ignorant of devices, so that, like children, he might have clung to his mother. Or that he had not been filled with traditional knowledge, had carried away from a saint the knowledge divinely revealed to the heart.
Means what? Translation. Because here it's a very tricky stuff. He talks about the element Nabal. Elmenagel means the science of coating someone. You coat someone and you know it. Whatever they say, you could quote from somewhere. He will say, haha, that's one kind of knowledge. There is another kind of knowledge. Knowledge of inspiration. When something comes from God to your heart, where we say, you know, that message which is from God will not touch the heart of every person. Why? Because the heart of a lot of people is lost, because they believe in their brain, period. When they believe in science, it says, if they had fewer than that, at least that knowledge of Vahy could steal, or they could steal that heart from the peer, Wadi, the leader. Yes?
When you bring forward a book with such a light, your soul that resembles inspiration approaches.
Means what? The light who is talking about this is the light of inspiration, that light that we have. Here he will say, when I'm talking about that light, you bring out the book. This is stupid. This is like, he wants you to remember this. How does he do it? Oh, from book four, whenever he wants you to remember something, he will use bad words. Especially here, he will bring a very silly example for you. There is this act of Islamic people, tayammum, means when there is no water, okay, with the dirt earth you will do it because there is no water. Here he will say, the book you bring in when I'm talking about this inspiration is like tayammum when there is the water. There is the water, but you're doing the other stuff. Where? Again, he goes back, ilm-e naqli. Up there he said, ilm-e naqli means quoting, talking about the subject, about bringing from here and there and blah, 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 blah. He would say, could you do that with the fellow who is the top director and the leader of the time? Could you do that? Because this is what you will do. Yes?
Know that beside the breath of the kutub, of the time, traditional knowledge is like performing the ritual ablution with sand when there is water. Make yourself foolish and follow behind. Only by means of this foolishness will you gain deliverance.
I don't know, the foolishness is a little bit... it's not my translation, because the word is ablah, means stupid. It's not foolish, it's stupid, ablah, which is the most stupid. Here he will say, you know what, make yourself stupid and follow someone. You want to be the leader, you want to say, blah, 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 I know. He said, no, make yourself a stupid fellow and follow someone. Because that way you could cure your stupidity. You will be free of stupidity when you follow a good fellow. Period. Yes?
On this account, O Father, the Sultan of Mankind has said, most of the people of paradise are foolish. Should that be stupid?
Yeah, the word is, this is Arabic. And again, he will say, the mainly the people of there are bulgar. Ablah is the exaggerated, the most stupid. That's why I said it's not foolish. Bulgar is foolishness. Ablah is the worst, the stupid one. Here he will say, this is what is quoted somehow. The king of the human being. Yes.
Should intelligence be cleverness?
Yeah.
Since cleverness is the exciter of pride and vanity in you, become a fool in order that your heart may remain sound. Not the fool that has bent double.
Since intelligence is exciter of pride and vanity in you, it's a little bit worse than that, because Badangiz means being inflated. You inflate yourself. This is the inflation, and you should quit it. Yes?
Not the fool that is bent double in buffoonery, the fool that is distraught and bewildered in him. The foolish are those women who cut their hands. Foolish in respect of their hands, giving notice to beware.